Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about debt versus equity. Debt versus equity. So first of all, don't have my slides available today, so we're going to go just right into the camera today instead of having the slides like we normally do. We're having some technical difficulties today, but debt versus equity. Hopefully we can get this across. I'm not exactly sure where God's going with this just yet for today, but I got a couple concepts been thinking about as far as debt versus equity. So where this is coming from, thinking about business. In a lot of business trainings that I've seen, people talk about there's two main ways that you could finance or grow a business. You could finance it through debt, where you take on debt payments and you have to repay those debts over time to get the capital and the financing to fund the businesses, would be one way. Or another way is through equity, which is basically creating partnerships with people where they get a chance to buy in and partner with the business. And I believe what God has shown me is his way is partnership. If you think about this, it's interesting. God turned the tables on us. We went from owing a debt to God. We went from owing a debt to God, the Bible tells us, to now we're partners with him. He turned the tables, taking us from a place where we owed a debt to him and turned us into partners with him. God's way seems to be partnership, because when you partner with people, you get access to their financial resources in the case of a business, but also to their wisdom, their expertise, their knowledge, their resources, their network of people. You get access to all of these things that you typically don't get. And I've come across some business training over the last couple of years talking about some very successful business owners. They always prefer partnering or giving away equity in their business as opposed to trying to do it themselves, even if they thought they could, because now they get access to open the business up much more. They get access to those networks and those resources, the financial capital to take some pressure off. Even if they don't have to, even if they don't have to go down the route of going into debt. Think about God. He didn't have to partner with us. He didn't need us to partner with him. But our worlds begin to expand when we begin to partner, when we move into equity and partnership. Think about the case of home ownership. What is your equity in the house? It's the amount that the house is worth minus any debt or liabilities that you have. That's the equity. That's the value that's being built. When we partner, we build equity. And we're building value that's valuable in the future for us. Okay, it's an interesting thing in the world of investing as well, where they talk about, do you want cash flow? Are you getting recurring cash flow? Or do you want equity that's growing in the house? Let's say you invest in real estate. Do you want the cash flow coming from renting out the property, or do you want the growth in the equity of the property over time? Well, you want both. You want both. And often we think we have to choose between one or the other. But I believe when we partner with God, when we learn to do things God's way, we're going to have some correlations with this into workouts today. Lately, at the start of the new year, we're rolling out daily communion workouts that go along with these daily communion meditations that we're doing. And one of the most important concepts God has shown me about the way that our bodies work, our physical bodies work, is that your body works like a business. Your body works like a company, like an organization, because it's the representative of the body of Christ. It works like a community. And this community functions better on partnerships. So we're going to be making some comparisons there as we get into our workout section for today when we talk about that. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to go through our four fundamentals and examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. Father, I ask you to send us opportunities to do good today, opportunities to be a blessing. Send us people we can help and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through our four fundamentals. Remember, you got to bring some energy and some presence and some focus into these fundamentals every day. Waking up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day, excited to wake up and implement and partner with God today. So our four fundamentals. Number one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. In the light, God's given us everything he has. A pipeline of living water. It's got his love and joy and peace and presence and spirit and power. His mind, his health and energy are available to flow through you today. We can partner with him in that today, in our workouts. His time, his finances, everything he has, it's available. He's given it to us in this covenant, this partnership, this agreement with him. He's given us equity in the family business. He's given us equity in the family business. And we take our position in the light. Every day, we got to take our positioning in the light, which means we've got to be in faith. But faith works through love. So to take our positioning in the light, this is the on-off switch. Either we're positioned in this or we're not. And every day, we got to keep repositioning back into it. To be in the light is, number one, to be in humility. To be in a humble state rather than full of pride. Willing to change, willing to repent, willing to take a gentle approach, willing to say, I'm sorry. And that's to receive that forgiveness from God, is to have that forgiveness flowing through us. Receive it from him. Forgive yourself in the middle. Let it flow through you out into the world to other people. To be in the light is to be positioned in love, to be externally focused on how can I do good today? How can I be a blessing for people today? And one of the greatest ways, the easiest ways, the simplest way to stay positioned in the light all day long, stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And all of a sudden, you've got this partnership with God. You've got this access into everything that he has. You've got this access into everything that he has. And then we're going to start to magnify the light. We're going to start to magnify. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to magnify that light so that it grows and begins to expand within us, giving God a bigger place to work through us and flow through us in our lives. We're going to build a bigger pipeline where more of everything God has can flow through us today. So to magnify the light, it's all about what we're focused on, where we're putting our attention and our focus, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're rolling over in our mind consistently. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word. Diligently studying his word, giving his word a higher place and priority, thinking about it and talking about it and rolling it over in the mind. To magnify his unfailing love, his faithfulness, that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our right standing with God in Christ. We've got peace with God. God eagerly desires to help us today. We could magnify every good thing that he put within us and stay focused. Keep our eyes and minds fixed on the things above, where God is working continually for our good. That's how we begin to magnify that. But God does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. And this is not denying that there's issues or problems, choosing to simply bring these things into the light and make God as bigger than the problems. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on doing things our own way, snapping at people, withdrawing our presence, giving people the silent treatment, avoiding people, looking out for ourselves, getting into complaining mode, venting mode constantly, just living life bitter and frustrated all the time. That's where we got to pay attention to those symptoms. Because when you're in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all that weight and all the pressures on you. You might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. You stay positioned in darkness for a while, all of a sudden you get these bad habits and bad patterns that become very hard to break over time. But you take a positioning in the light. You start to magnify that light. You're going to experience some different symptoms. There's going to be rest in your soul. And when you rest, God begins to go to work. And now all of a sudden, it's his mind. It's his peace. It's his joy. It's his love. It's his power flowing through you. He's doing all the work. And now everything is easy and effortless and energizing because it's him flowing through you. And all of a sudden, you got his mind, and all of a sudden, you get these aha moments, these flashes of insight where you know that you know this is the thing to do, this is the step to take, this is the direction to go. You stay positioned in the light consistently, he just starts to set you free. Breaks those bad patterns, those bad habits, just effortlessly begins to set you free. And if that wasn't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace that whenever we miss it, whenever we get off course, we get off track, we can turn, we can repent and get right back in. You can go from darkness to light in 1 second just by turning around. How do we do it? We humble ourselves. Father, forgive me for snapping at that person, for getting angry about that, for getting frustrated, irritated about that, for meditating on the problem, staying so focused on those issues. Forgive me for that. You receive that forgiveness. You let it flow through you. You forgive yourself. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you take those steps. And then you start praising him and thanking him for his grace and his love and his goodness. And he's what he put in you is more than enough. That's it. You're right back in the light. You'll get that peace and that joy just begins to flow instantly. And then we got to stay tuned in every day. Our third fundamental. Staying tuned in every day. Every day, God's trying to lead us. He's trying to teach us. He's trying to train us. We've got to stay tuned in for his leading. One of the things I like to do is just journaling before bed. I like to start by getting positioned in the light. Start with gratitude. What were my wins for the day? What are the things that went well today? And then I'll ask these questions. God, what are you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And you just get still and you listen. And whatever becomes to come into your mind, whatever comes into your mind, just write it down. Whether you think it was God or not, just begin to write it down. Start to record your journey with God. You ever unsure on something, which direction to take, what to do? Just ask him. I like to ask in my journal, and almost always you get those answers come pretty quickly, within a couple of days often. Just ask him. He'll show you every single time. And the last part I like to do in my journal is to plan my day with God. What's your list for the next day? Just get still. All right, God, what's on your plan for tomorrow? As he begins to bring things into your mind, there might be some things on your to-do list, maybe some things in your conscience that you know to do, just haven't done yet. Maybe some things you've been procrastinating on. Maybe he's giving you a leading or excitement about something to do that you know to do. What do you know to do today? Over the next 24 hours, put that on your list. And then it's about waking up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day. I get to partner with God today. I've got equity in the family business. I get to partner with God today. Everything he has, he's given it to me freely in Christ. I get to partner with God today. And then it's about taking action. He just needs you to show up, do those things that you know to do, and do them with a good attitude. Do them with a willing heart. Full confidence in him. Confidence is that state where all that doubt and unbelief is removed. And you just say, you know what? God's with me. He's for me. He's going to help me do these things. He's called me to do these things today. And that grace is available right now, this second today, to help. Whether I feel it or not, it's there. There's an anointing there to help you with that. Right now, today. And as you do this, it does something like magnetize you. Turns you into a magnet that just begins to pull more and more of everything that God has for you in your life. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added to you. It magnetizes you and just begins to pull all those things into your life. So debt versus equity. Debt versus equity. We could choose to do things on our own. We could choose to go into debt over things. Or we could choose to be inclusive of people, bring people into our world, allow them to partner with us. And it creates a much richer world. This is the example that God gives us. We went from in debt to him to he turned the tables on it for us, brought us into partnership with him, even though we didn't deserve it. Brought us into partnership with him. And now we have access to everything he has. He says, everything I have, I've given it to you in Christ. And we've got this partnership with him. It's truly an amazing thing, this new covenant, when you really study it, what he's made available to us. So it's got practical implications if you're running businesses or things like that. Is it better to keep all the equity yourself, or is it better to be inclusive and bring in partners that you trust? Now, God does make us go through a process of partnership with him to prove that we're trustworthy. He takes us through stages on our path to partnership with him, I believe. So we talk a lot about in our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint. But he eagerly desires to bring these partners into his world, to partner with them, to do things together, where he's not just doing it as the Lone Ranger, just off by himself. And I think we can learn to imitate God in this. Now, as another note, we've been putting these daily communion workouts. I think exercise is one of the greatest ways to learn how to receive this pipeline of living water and to practically put it into work, to practice exercising it where you feel it flowing through you. Exercise is one of the greatest ways to do that, I believe. Now, this concept, debt versus equity, in the world, the way they teach us to exercise is to go into debt with your exercise. For example, they'll talk about in the world of cardio, when you get to the place where it's really hard to breathe, you go into something like oxygen debt. And then your body has to repay that debt of oxygen over time. And they talk about how it increases your metabolism and these types of things. That's why the power of interval training and things like that. But as I've learned more and more about how our bodies work, I don't think debt is God's way. I don't think it's his way of doing things in this. As another example, people work out and they go into debt. They make themselves sore. They bring themselves down a level on purpose. And then you have to take many rest days before you can do it again. In the workout system that we're implementing things with these daily communions, we're doing something a little differently. The goal of the workout is beauty. The goal is to do a beautiful workout, and God is the source of beauty. And so we're going to partner with God and say, you know what, God, I'm not going to go into debt in my workout. I'm going to partner with you, and I'm going to help. I'm going to trust and rely on your energy. I'm going to trust and rely on your strength, your power, your endurance to do this workout. And it's going to teach you how to practically apply this. Now, there's a couple key reminders on these workouts. Don't go into debt with them. Do them in partnership with God, number one. So keep your focus on him. Number two, don't push too far. Leave some margin. The grace stops flowing when you get into your own self-effort a lot of times. Leave some margin. Stop. Leave. We want to make every rep of every exercise beautiful. When it gets to that place where you're grinding and it's miserable, the grace is not there. It's got to look beautiful. It's got to look graceful. And when you exercise and you do it in a way that's graceful, that's beautiful, what you're going to find is your body feels like it begins to radiate. Your body begins to feel like it's glowing, like it's radiating. All of a sudden, your energy levels begin to increase. It's like, I want to do more. And then it's having the restraint to say, you know what? I'm going to invest today. That idea of real estate, cash flow today versus equity tomorrow. I was listening to a training on business today. It said there's a lot of things you could do to increase the amount of cash just to get people to pay you money for your products and services today, but it's not good for the future. I want to show you a way to exercise that's good for you today and also good for you in the future, that builds equity in your body, builds reserves in your body, builds equity in your body over time. It builds your body over time while at the same time boosting your strength, your energy, your health today. It does both. When you go and get into God's systems, it does both. And it keeps you fresh. You can keep repeating this workout literally day by day, by day, by day, by day. And our goal is not necessarily to get healthier, to get leaner, to get stronger, to get fitter. The goal is to connect with God and practice seeing this pipeline of living water flowing through you, to connect with Him, to learn to partner with Him in this. And when you do that, it becomes a beautiful thing. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this amazing example that you've given us, that you partner with us. You've given us this new covenant. We have access to everything you have. I feel like God's wanting me today to talk about partnership in this program we have, the Abundant Life Blueprint. To be honest, I haven't talked about it a lot. I don't like bringing up money or putting pressure on people. It's just not the way I like to do things. But my goal has been with this blueprint, as I've sought God about how do we do this thing? Like, is it a business? Is it a ministry? How do we do this thing? He keeps telling me this is the partnership program. And so basically what I've done is when you partner with us, just like God has done for us, you get access to everything I have. You have access to me. If you have questions or you need help, you let me know. You can email me. You let me know. You got access to every training I have. You got access to everything I have. We go on live on Zoom on a regular basis every week to discuss, to connect, to hold each other accountable. And I'm constantly thinking of ways. How can I make things better? Constantly seeking God. How can we make things better for our partners? So if you've been following along with us, there's no pressure to do so. But if you are interested in partnering with us, I think you're going to get tremendously blessed by partnering with us. There's a grace that's on this. There's an anointing on this, especially for health, that I think you're going to experience. So Father, I just thank you for this bread. I thank you for our partnership with you, that you chose to do it this way, to bring us in into the family business. Just thank you for that amazing opportunity. Father, I thank you for the partners that we do have that have partnered with us and all that I've learned from them. Like I said, you get access. When you partner, you get access to other people's wisdom, their knowledge, their resources. It's been a beneficial thing for me in so many ways as well. So I just thank you for all the partners that are out there that have been joining in with us. Thank you. Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it." God's given you this new covenant, this partnership with him. Get to partner with him in life. All because of what Jesus did. He turned the tables, took us from a place of debt to turning us in to partners. That's truly an amazing gift. Went from debt to equity. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, makes all this possible for us. So Father, we just thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about making today a masterpiece. It's going to take our position in the light. Keep magnifying that light. To pay attention to those symptoms. You ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. Keep staying tuned in for God, listening for his leading and direction today. And let's take action. Do those things that you know to do in partnership with him. As you do your workout today, make it beautiful. Do it gracefully. Do it beautifully. Do it with your focus on him as a way to connect with him. Don't go into debt in the workout. Do it in such a way that you can benefit today, but still build building equity in the future. A lot of people work out so hard that they hurt themselves. Do it in a way that you're benefiting today, but building equity in your body in the future. You keep doing this. It's amazing what it's going to do for your health. It's amazing what it's going to do for your health. But I hope this has been helpful for you. Like to give you the invitation. If you'd like to partner with us, you've been thinking about it, we would love to have you join us in the Abundant Life Blueprint to come partner with us. Like I said, you'll have access to everything we got. But I hope this has been helpful for you. I look forward to seeing you next time.